Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Jeff Thomas leaving the building. My buddy's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan running the show. Meredith taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. I want to play a little game.
Here we go. Game time.
Want you guys in on this. Okay? Meredith, if you're listening, I know you've got a 2020 coming up. Don't be afraid to chime in. Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think of Aaron Rodgers. What do you think? Okay. Dark rooms, mushrooms, for some reason didn't make it work with Olivia Munn. Anyhow, Green Bay Packers, right? That's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Aaron going to Pittsburgh, is this the last stop in the Aaron Rodgers parade? I would assume that it is, but you never know. You know, seriously, you never know. Maybe the guy's in great shape and he wants to play for 3 or 4 more years. But regardless, he kind of joins a list of great all-time quarterbacks who you associate with one team in particular, who ends up going somewhere to finish up the career. And I did some digging yesterday and came up with a group of about 12 of these guys. And I want you guys to try and remember, and I got most of them. I knew most of them, but some of them you need a little refresher on. Okay. So nobody's supposed to get all these. All right. But great quarterbacks who ended their careers in odd places.
New Jersey Generals.
That wasn't one of them.
Oh, okay.
The list is a combination of Hall of Famers and guys in the top 30 all-time in passing yards.
I'm sorry, Brianside.
Okay. Tom Brady, after he left the New England Patriots, this is the gimme to warm us up.
Right.
Ended up where?
Tampa.
That's correct. 3 seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Tom Brady. So that one, that you get that one.
Okay.
Another guy spent the final 3 seasons of his career somewhere. We knew him as an Oakland Raider. Kenny Stabler. Where'd Kenny finish his career? That's right.
Houston? No.
He was in Houston for a couple.
Yeah.
And then spent the final 3 years of his career with the New Orleans Saints.
Ugh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Well, Do you remember that, Dan?
I was thinking Houston, and I looked it up, and I went, oh, yeah, he was in New Orleans as well. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
So those are guys that had 3 seasons somewhere else.
Okay.
Here's a group of guys who had 2. We already mentioned one. Brett Favre spent the final 2 seasons of his career with?
Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings.
That's correct. And before that was with the Jets, and then, of course, longtime Green Bay Packer. Anybody remember where he started his career?
The Atlanta Falcons.
That's correct. Yep. But he finished up with 2 years in Minnesota. Joe Montana.
Kansas City.
That's right. That's an easy one. Joe Montana finished in Kansas City. Warren Moon.
Ooh.
Who is known as an Edmonton Eskimo and then as a Houston Oiler.
Where did Warren Moon end up?
Where did he finish his career? At the age of 44.
Oh, was it Seattle?
Seattle?
He was with Seattle.
Tennessee doesn't count, though.
He was He was with Minnesota.
Ooh, remember that, Sue?
But he finished his career 3 games, 1 start over 2 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
Really?
Totally forgot that.
Yeah.
But darn.
Yeah. I forgot that one as well. I'll readily admit. Yep. So that one didn't work out too well for us. Here comes the fun stuff.
Okay.
These guys spent the final season of their career with one team. And so they had basically been with one team their entire career and then, boom, stopped somewhere on the way out. And these are pretty interesting. Phillip Rivers, at the age of 39, after 16 years with the Chargers, spent 1 year with which organization?
I have no idea. Detroit? I'm just going to throw it. Indy?
Dan's correct. Indianapolis Colts. He went there for a year and then decided to go back and raise his 8 kids.
Good job.
So that one worked out. Matt Ryan, at the age of 37, spent 1 season with which team after spending 14 seasons with the Atlanta Falcons?
Indy.
Correct. Dan Menigan on a roll.
I figured I'd give Andy's first shot.
There you go.
I'm good with the older ones.
Okay. Yeah, the newer ones, I'm better off.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, after a great career in Philadelphia, at the age of 35, spent 1 season, played 6 games for...
Carolina?
Washington, I believe.
Is it Washington?
The Minnesota Vikings.
That's right. Shoot.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Should have known that.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
I thought it was interesting. Our old buddy, Vinny Testaverde. And after Vinny left the Browns, he bounced around. If you guys get this one, I'll be stunned. He bounced around like crazy after he left the Browns and actually was okay. Vinny could just flat out throw the ball. He's like Flacco. Great arm, even at the age of 44 when he spent 1 season with.
Jets?
The Carolina Panthers.
That's right. I remember that now.
At
the age of 44.
I'm one question off, yes.
This one,
I'm looking into the future. Now, the next team I say, the next guy will be the Jets.
I didn't remember this one. Former frequent guest of Baskin and Phelps, Boomer Esiason, spent 1 season at the end of his career with what NFL team? He bounced around a little bit after leaving Cincinnati. He was with Arizona and he was with the Jets, but he spent his final season with what NFL team?
Raiders?
At the age of 36.
I'm going to guess Falcons, but that's a pure guess.
Cardinal?
This is cheating.
What is?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, that's not.
He went back to Cincy. 7 games in 1 season. He'd been away for Cincinnati for 4 years.
That feels like
he did cheating. Go to Arizona, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was there. Okay. This one you should get easily. Hall of Famer Joe Namath, legendary New York Jet. Spent his final season with what NFL team at the age of 34?
I gotta think about this. Close my eyes.
This one should be easy. You guys quit looking at computers and phones.
Oh, I do. It's the Rams.
Some of us are working.
It was the Rams.
Some of us are working, Dan says. It was the Los Angeles Rams. If you want to see something, anybody who's listening, you think of Joe Namath, you know, and you think of the Jets and the Broadway Joe and everything else. There was Hollywood Joe there for 1 year when he was with the Rams. But if you, and Joe couldn't move, you know, Joe had notoriously bad knees. When Joe played at Alabama, and you can find this on YouTube, just do a Google search, and you can find Joe Namath film, black and white, when he was at Alabama. I swear, man, he looked like Josh Allen running the football. He was really good. And then he messed up his knees and ended up having a Hall of Fame career, but was not the same type of quarterback that he would have been. He might have changed the game had he been healthy when he came to the Jets. And then this one's my favorite because it's the so out of place fit, and I'll always remember it. I knew this one, of course, because he's this guy. After 17 years with the Baltimore Colts, Johnny Unitas played his last season at the age of 40 with one NFL team. 17 seasons with the Colts, 1 year with this team, and he was done.
I have no idea. I'm just going to say the Giants. I'm just going to throw that out. I figured it's got to be an older team. So
I have no idea either. Blind guess, the New Orleans Saints.
Johnny Unitas, grizzled veteran from Pittsburgh who played for Baltimore for 17 years and wore the high-top shoes, finished his career in the beautiful weather of San Diego with the Chargers.
Oh, good call.
That would do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Johnny U with the Chargers. And now, Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. Will that be the end of the line for him? Will he be a one-year-and-done guy? You know, he has said that he wants to play. That was fun, by the way. Good job, you guys.
I have another one. We could do the Andre Lacroix, where did he play in WHA? If you want to play that game?
Not really.
Okay, I think that would be a good game. How about just name one WHA team?
The Houston Arrows.
There you go. And he did play for the Houston Arrows. Yes.
There you go.
Oh, good job, Jeff.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Do you think Aaron Rodgers has more than 1 year left? He has made noise that he wants to play until his mid-40s. If he overcame the torn Achilles and played last year and played 17 games and was okay, was sacked 40 times, do you think he can do it in Pittsburgh?
I mean, is he going to be... I don't think he's going to play a full season. That's the whole thing.
You don't?
No.
I was going to say, is he going to be one of these one-year guys like McNabb and Boomer and Rivers and Ryan, or is he going to go like... three seasons like Tom Brady did.
My doubting on him isn't about him. It's just about the reality of his age and the reality of the league. You got healthy 25, 26-year-olds that are in this league that can't play 17 games. And, you know, every once in a while they get nicked up for a game, so they can't play. And so you miss one, you miss two. And I just think attrition at some point has got to settle in for this guy. But we probably said the same for LeBron so far, so. Right? You say the same thing for LeBron.
I keep wondering this too, Andy, because, you know, like this little game we just played, and this goes back, you know, Johnny Unitas retired a long time ago. You know, so did Joe Namath. But Johnny Unitas played when he was 40. Brett Favre was 41. Warren Moon was 44. Tom Brady, 45. Some of these guys hang on and actually play okay at an advanced age. And I wonder what Rodgers might be able to do if he happens to embrace a different style of offense, maybe, that leans on the running game. Pittsburgh knows the running game. Pittsburgh has always run the football well. Pittsburgh has Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, who had Derrick Henry in Tennessee, ran the football a lot. Dan's giggling in his little room. I wonder if he tries to embrace that, if it helps him at all. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, if there's ever been a time to do it, the rules are made for him. I mean, George Blanda played till he was almost 50, right? 48.
Well, he kicked.
But he could still probably throw the ball if he needed to.
He's the greatest quarterback I've ever watched in my life. If I had one game to win, he would be the starting quarterback of that game.
You're that high on George Blanda, huh? Mm-hmm.
The last thing that you can say about Aaron Rodgers is that he adapts and accepts. Those are two words that I would not put next to Aaron Rodgers when it comes to football.
I wonder if age changes that or if he just goes out on his terms. I don't think a guy who's, although Roethlisberger, you know, Ben had some of his own thoughts too, and it worked beautifully in Pittsburgh. He and Tomlin had something that seemed to work just fine for them.
The Matt Canada offense is a little bit of a different story at the tail end there.
But still, he had a fine career there, and it worked. Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Rodgers can buy into that. And I also wonder this. What if he actually plays for another 3 or 4 years, as he's talked about? What if he's the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, say, for the next 4 seasons, which puts him at 44, still a year younger than Tom Brady, who was playing well at 45 for Tampa Bay? That doesn't do anything for the Browns, does it? I mean, if Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh and plays well for a couple of years, that's not good for the guys in Berea.
What if Joe Flacco goes to Cleveland and plays well for a couple of years? I know you don't want to hear that, but...
There's a big difference. Joe Flacco... Is years away from his heyday.
Agree.
Aaron Rodgers is not. Aaron has played consistently well throughout his entire career.
But this is the NFL, and it's what have you done for me tomorrow?
The last 3 years would argue a little bit.
Okay. Take a look at the numbers. If you want to just look at numbers, the amount of passes, the amount of touchdowns, the amount of yards, let's not confuse Joe Flacco with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm not, but what I'm talking about is age and the mental ability, I think, more so than physical ability. You get cracked once, you're done, right? And it doesn't matter who you are.
That's true.
And the odds of getting, you know, when
it
you get knocked
even
down
matter
at 40,
what your age is. But if you
well,
get,
your odds of coming back are a lot better at 25
absolutely.
Than they are at 40.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely. Interesting. Doug LaMaurice from the Kings of the North podcast. And Doug, of course, longtime great sports writer, worked for the Plain Dealer for a long time. He's worked throughout the state of Ohio. Doug's going to join us next. Ryan Day made some comments that I can't wait to hear what Doug has to say about the Big Ten and automatic bids that I think are interesting. I'll leave it at interesting. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.